Hello and welcome to the Amtrak Guide Podcast. Today we are heading to Florida on the Silver Meteor and providing an overview of the train that has connected New York City with Miami for over 80 years. Although it isn't the most scenic route, it's a great option for a Florida vacation, or to travel between cities in the Sunshine State. Total trip time is about 28 hours and only requires one night on the train. There are stops at major cities along the East Coast, and you'll get to use the new train hall at New York Penn Station if that's your starting point. The new train hall is in the historic James A. Farley Building, designed by the same architects who created the stunning 1910 Penn Station, which sadly was torn down in 1963. Ornate columns and soaring glass ceilings create a grand way to arrive and depart by train. Speaking of departures, the Silver Meteor begins the journey south in late afternoon, leaving the underground cavern below Manhattan and traveling through the North River Tunnel under the Hudson River. The Amtrak train is only one level high in order to fit in the tunnel. Once out of the tunnel, you can view the New York City skyline from the left side of the train. You'll also be able to see the Philadelphia skyline about an hour and a half later, also on the left side. Philly, Wilmington, Delaware, and Baltimore are just a few of the stops before the Silver Meteor reaches Washington, D.C. around 7 p.m. You can get off the train and stretch your legs in D.C., so plan your dinner time accordingly if you want fresh air. The train stops here for about 30 minutes as the engine is changed from electric to diesel. From mid-April through August, there will still be daylight when you leave the nation's capital. Look out the right side of the train to catch glimpses of the monuments. The Silver Meteor then follows the Potomac River for many miles, with the best views on the left side of the train. Keep in mind that if it is fall or winter, it will be dark, but one perk of the Silver Meteor is that it has free Wi-Fi, so you can take advantage of that, get comfortable with a book or have a late dinner when there isn't a lot to see out the windows. Overnight, trains are in North Carolina and part of South Carolina. The Charleston stop is bright and early around 5 a.m. The next major stop is Savannah, Georgia around 6:30, but the station is not in the historic district, so you won't miss much if you sleep in. Tall pine trees line the tracks into Florida, with trains arriving in Jacksonville around 9 a.m. if no delays. You'll usually have the option to get off the train for a few minutes in Jacksonville. The station is not in the downtown area, so there isn't a lot to see, but you can enjoy the warmer weather. Back on the train, the Silver Meteor crosses over the St. Johns River, which is the longest river in Florida and one of the few rivers that flows north. From here, it's about 3 hours to Orlando and 9 hours to Miami. Palm trees are now a common sight out the window. At lunchtime, the train stops at Winter Park, which is just north of Orlando. There's a quaint city park visible from the left side of the train. In addition to great restaurants, attractions here include canal boat tours and the Charles Hosmer Morse Museum of American Art, which has the largest collection of work from Tiffany glass artist Louis Comfort Tiffany. Orlando and Kissimmee are the next two stops in Central Florida. If you are planning to visit Disney World, Kissimmee is the easier and more charming station to use. The 1910 station is still standing today, and you can walk to restaurants if you didn't already eat on the train. When you're ready to move on, you can request a Lyft or Uber ride and reach the south entrance to the Walt Disney World Resort in less than 25 minutes. After Kissimmee, the train goes around a large curve in order to head back toward the East Coast. Quintessential Florida orange groves can be seen out the window in the afternoon. Just before 5 p.m., the Silver Meteor reaches West Palm Beach, the first South Florida station. All South Florida stations except Miami feature beautiful Mission Revival or Mediterranean Revival architecture. Sit on the left side of the train to view the buildings. Finally, the train arrives in Miami around 7 p.m. if no delays. Unfortunately, the 1978 Miami Amtrak station is not near downtown. A tri-rail and metro rail station is in walking distance for a transit connection to more urban and coastal areas, or plan to get a Lyft, Uber or taxi to reach your final destination. In the other direction, northbound Silver Meteor trains depart Miami in the morning, and arrive in New York City around 11 a.m. on the following day. Regarding trips between Florida cities, Sebring, Florida is the first stop after Miami where you can disembark the train about 3 hours later. Miami to Orlando trip time is about 5.5 hours, and Miami to Jacksonville 9 hours. A reminder that you'll need to use the Silver Star train to reach Tampa. That completes the overview of the Silver Meteor. Stay tuned for the full-length audio tour that includes train history and interesting information about the stations and places on the route. Until next time, keep on riding trains.